and East Meets East in Sip of Sake. A recently launched talk show on YouTube where guests talk sake, the Japanese rice wine, and other aspects of Japanese culture. This week, their guest will be popular Japanese illustrator Kentaro Yoshida. To talk to us a little bit about the program and Kentaro's work, I'm joined by Jason Coe, a co-founder general manager of the Sydney Sake Foundation. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Thanks. Absolute pleasure to have you in the studio this morning.
Thank you for inviting us.
What was the original idea behind the Sip of Sake talk show?
Well, the Sip of Sake talk show, which we've entitled Don't Spill the Sake, it's really about bringing all of the people that are in the sake community or people that have a connection with Japan and sake and sharing the love and spreading the love, you know, because as you are probably aware, sake is quite a niche product. But when you look at stuff like Japanese culture and Japanese food, for example, it's quite mainstream nowadays. And we feel like Japanese sake can get to that same level. So we're trying to really promote sake in a fun, new, exciting way through a lot of video content and through the talk show.
Looking through your website, I was fascinated to see that sake had these much more significant connections to Japanese culture, the drink of choice for all of Japan's 19,000 Shinto gods.
Yes.
And played a crucial role in defeating an eight-headed, eight-tailed dragon many moons ago. These are not the kind of claims you get from vodka or bourbon.
No, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, sake, gods love it, dragons... It's irresistible for them. I mean, that's why, you know, we have sake today, because one of the gods, it's actually the younger brother of the biggest god in Japan. He was the one that came up with the sake recipe and the sake ingredients to defeat the dragon. The name is a bit of a mouthful. His name is Yamata no Orochi. But the dragon was killing this family's daughters. They had eight daughters. Every year, the dragon would come and take one of the daughters until they only had one left. And then the Shinto god by the name of Susanoo, he said, look, I'm going to put an end to this. And then he concocted the sake. And the dragon took some sips, fell asleep, and that's when Yamata no Orochi was slayed by Susanoo.
Happens to the best of us.
You know, you gotta drink and enjoy responsibly.
Now, as I mentioned, Kentaro Yoshida is your guest this week.
Oh, yeah, very excited about that.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about his work?
Yeah, well, Kentaro Yoshida, he's, you know, obviously originally from Japan, but he's lived on the northern beaches for, I think, now 15 years. He's now based in Kolaroi. His style is kind of like surf skate style. And he's very famous for his skeletons, the kind of like skeleton drawings that he does. He's a big fan of beer, big fan of sake. The Art Gallery of New South Wales is doing an exhibition coming up called Japan Supernatural. It's starting on the 2nd of November. And Kentaro has been invited to do a mural for that exhibition, so he's pretty excited about that. We're excited about that. He's done work for companies like Fanta for last year's the Halloween promotion. He's done work for other companies like Mambo and like other surf and skate brands. So, you know, he's really, really popular among that scene, and we're really, really excited to have him come to the Macquarie University Incubator for our second episode of our talk show, Don't Spill the Sake.
Going to be talking his work and a little bit of sake as well, huh?
Oh, and sipping on a little bit of sake as well. Yeah.
Sounds like a good plan. Look, as you mentioned, you guys are recording this week, Macquarie University in the Incubator.
Yes.
2:30 p.m. on Friday. People, welcome to come and
watch. Oh, most welcome, of course.
Tremendous. Where can people find more info about the show, or indeed... Or maybe catch the first episode, catch the second episode when it comes out.
Sure. Well, I think if you wanted to head on over to our website, sipofsake.com. We're also on Facebook. If you look up Sip of Sake, we're there. On Instagram, at sip.of.sake. And we're also on YouTube. And we've got our new Rugby World Cup video series to help people understand a little bit more about Japanese pub culture.
Brilliant. Jason, well, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Best of luck going forward. He's got a gift for me. It's tremendous. I got a sake ice cream.
Non-alcoholic sake ice cream by the Taniguchi Brewery in Kyoto. I hope you enjoy that. Just pop that in the freezer and let us know what you think of it.
This is our year coverage. If you're wondering how to get onto SCR, yeah, you bring me ice cream or you bring me something nice like that. Thank you, Jason. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Thank you, Sean.
That was Jason Coe from Sip of Sake. Speaking to us about the Don't Spill the Sake talk show, Japanese culture, the traditional rice wine as well. So 2:30 Friday is the next filming at Macquarie University, and we'll stick a link up to the website, sipofsake.com.